You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Merry Christmas to you, and God bless you and your family. And I hope you have a wonderful Christmas this year. And might be Christmas when this is on the Wilkins Radio Network. Matter of fact, I think it is Christmas morning or maybe Christmas afternoon when you're tuned in. You're going to hear a Christmas sermon here today, and that is we're looking at the Magi. We're looking at, you know, so many times we read it, or your minister or pastor or the reverend at your church preaches on it, on the three wise men. Well, that Greek word there is magi. Actually, plural, magoi, M-A-G-O-I. Singular is magi, and there's more to these guys than meets the eye. That's what we're doing on this sermon today. We're going to find out how much more. We're going to find out some more on who these guys were, where they came from, and what did they know, and how did they know it. That's what we're looking at. So for all of you in Huntsville, Alabama, or Kansas City, I invite you to join us this weekend, Sunday morning. Yeah, you can join us from KCNW or WBXR. You can join us on this Sunday morning. My associate pastor, Darren Solana, is going to be bringing the word this weekend. You are invited. You can join us by joining our live Facebook page, which will kick off at 10:45 Eastern Time, 9:45 Central Time. So join us Wednesday nights as well for the Book of Revelation every Wednesday night, 6 o'clock Eastern Time, 5 o'clock Central Time. Here is part two now of this message, The Magi Meet the Messiah.
Daniel is the ultimate hero to these guys. Daniel saved their lives. Daniel was the servant of the Most High God, El Elyon. When you mention the name Daniel the Magi, it's kind of like saying the name of Randolph Scott. Randolph Scott. That's who Daniel was. Come on, everyone knows that joke, don't you? Randolph Scott. Oh. Randolph Scott! All right, never mind. But anyway, that's what they would have done. Daniel is the hero of the Magi. Now, a few years later after that, let's turn to chapter 9 of the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9, verse 24. This is what Daniel said. He said, 70 weeks are determined for your people and for your holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, to anoint the most holy. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah, the Prince. There shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The streets will be built again, and the wall, even in troublesome times. After the 62 weeks, the Messiah will be cut off. Greek, the Hebrew there means to suffer the death penalty. So after the 62 weeks, the Messiah will be cut off, but not for himself. The people of the prince who is to come will destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end will be with a flood. Until the end of the war, desolations are determined. Okay, now, the word for week here, this Hebrew word Shabuah, actually means a week of years, which would be how many? 7 years, man just said. So when it says 70 weeks, it's actually 70 sevens, 70 periods of seven. Now look once more at verse 25 in this prophecy of Daniel. Know therefore and understand that from the goings forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until the Messiah comes, there'll be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. All right, that's 69 weeks total. 69 times 7 is 483 years. Once the command was given to rebuild Jerusalem until the Messiah comes, will be 483 years. Now, we're already in the year 536 BC. Now, fast forward some 90 years from that, and you come to the king's cupbearer, a young Jewish man named Nehemiah. In the book of Nehemiah, chapter 2, verse 1, it says this, Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 1. Now it came to pass in the month of Nisan, on the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, when wine was before him, I took the wine and gave it to the king. Now I had never been sad in his presence before. All right, now tell me God doesn't have a sense of humor or doesn't want you to know Bible prophecy. Come on, people. Historians can tell you not only when this is, but what day of the week. When was the last time you read something described like this? Well, in the 20th year of the king, in such and such a month, on such and such a day, he's given you a starting point. It's very rare to find in a Bible a day given like that. Again, historians can tell you what day of the week, not only the year, the day of the week. He didn't do this on accident. Holy Spirit continues. Therefore, the king said to me, why is your face sad, since you're not sick? This is nothing but sorrow of heart. So I became dreadfully afraid. Remember, these kings were crazy. They'd king you, they would kill you for no reason. I became dreadfully afraid. I'm in Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 2. I became dreadfully afraid, and I said to the king, may the king live forever. Why should my face not be sad when the city and the place of my father's tombs lies in waste and its gates are burned with fire? Verse 4, then the king said to me, what do you request? So I prayed to the God of heaven. And stop for a minute. You know, sometimes all you have time is for a quick prayer like that. Like right here. God, help me out here. I need your favor. You know, you can't stop. We'll all be back, King. I need a half an hour to pray. Sometimes you don't have half an hour to pray. Sometimes you only got a quick minute to pray, and that's what happened here with Nehemiah. Sometimes it can be the same thing with you. God put someone on your heart, you're going to see him, you might only have a quick minute to pray. That's all Nehemiah had here. God help me here. The king says, what do you request? So I prayed to the God of heaven. He didn't leave. And I said to the king, verse 5, if it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favor in your sight, I ask you that you would send me to Judah, to the city of my father's tombs, so that I may rebuild it. So that I may rebuild it. To catch that phrase. Verse 6. Then the king said to me, the queen also sitting beside him, how long will your journey be? And when will you return? So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. Furthermore, I said to the king, if it pleases the king, let letters be given to me for the governors of the region beyond the river, that they must permit me to pass through until I've come to Judah. And a letter to Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give to me timber to make beams for the gates of the citadel, which pertains to the temple, for the city wall, and for the house that I will occupy. And the king granted them to me according to the good hand of my God that was upon me. Now, as I said, this day is known. The day, March the 4th, 444 BC. 69 weeks later, or 483 years, accounting for that there's no such thing as the year zero, adding all the adjustments for leap years, we have been taken to March the 29th, 33 AD, which is the day that Jesus rode on a donkey into Jerusalem. Amen. What a God that we serve. And to verify it, in one of the few times I could ever find in this book, he gives you the day that this happens. How many other times have you read a description of a king's reign that breaks it down like that to what day it was? See, they know, history knows, atheists know when Artaxerxes became the king. Everyone, it's not even up for dispute. Atheists know it. March the 4th, 444 B.C., see, now, but that was for his death. Or that was when Jesus was recognized by the people as the Messiah. It was on that day. Now, follow me here. Daniel is their hero. Daniel is their Randolph Scott. Look it up later, see what it means. So certainly some 5 or 10 years B.C. during their watch, you see, they're watching. All right, they got the day that he's going to be made. He's going to be acknowledged as Messiah. So certainly, a couple years before that, they're watching. They believe everything that Daniel said. Daniel gives us the day. Once the command is made. They don't even know who's going to give the. Maybe he's going to give it. Maybe my grandmother's going to give it. Who knows? Once the command is given, then you'll know. And you count 483 years from that day, and you can bet your sweet bippy you're going to run into the Messiah.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
calling Christians to Worship and the Study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.